Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On his recent visit to the United States, Pope Francis was asked a question with regards to individuals who are required to issue marriage licenses. And his response indicates a very significant point, that religious freedom is an inherent human right that comes from God. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, you know, while the Pope was being interviewed by lots of media, I believe he was on the airplane, lots of media asked him different questions on a wide variety of matters. And there were two questions that were posed to Pope Francis by a reporter for ABC. And those two questions focused on whether or not somebody should be accommodated in their religious conviction who is required to issue marriage licenses. The Pope responded, and then the person came back and asked a follow-up question, and the follow-up question was, even if it's a governmental official, and the Pope responded to that as well. We'll talk about his response, but clearly in this particular question and the response, what came through loud and clear was the message that religious freedom is an inherent human right, and it is available for everyone. And you don't lose that right simply because you're working in the government sector, that you still have that inalienable human right that comes directly from our Creator.
Right. And of course, the mainstream media doesn't frame it in a positive. They frame it as, does a person have a right to discriminate against gays and lesbians and by not, you know, issuing marriage licenses? But the question specifically that was asked of this reporter was, quote, do you support those individuals, including government officials, who say they cannot in good conscience, their own personal conscience, abide by some laws or discharge their duties as government officials, for example, when issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples? And, of course, that is a clear reference to Kim Davis here, though it appears that this reporter did not mention Kim by name. The Pope said, yes, I can say that conscientious objection is a right that is part of every human right. He points out that is a human right. It is a right, and if a person does not allow others to be a conscientious objector, he denies a right. So we have been saying all along, Matt, that this is, you know, it's a human, God-given right not to be forced to violate your conscience, particularly in the case where the Bible is so clearly opposed to sin-based same-sex marriage. People cannot disobey God. They cannot violate their conscience. And the Pope upheld, or at least, shared his opinion on the behalf of the Catholic Church that people like Kim Davis cannot be forced to violate their conscience, and to force them to do so is a human rights violation.
And it is questioned. It's obvious that he's referring to a situation like Kim Davis, because, I mean, which other case has taken the international media headlines other than Kim Davis and the issuance of marriage license in a governmental setting? So the reporter, after Pope Francis came back with that answer, he came back with a second follow-up question. He says, even if the person is a governmental employee or working in the government, and Pope Francis came back with an interesting response, and he says, if the government worker is a human person, which they obviously would be, he said, then yes, every human person has this human right of religious freedom, and it must be accommodated. So he makes no distinction between whether you're in the private sector or in the public sector. You're a human being. You're created in the image of God. And because of that, you have the inalienable right to religious freedom. The Declaration of Independence declares that we have the inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that obviously includes, under liberty, the religious freedom, liberty right that the founders clearly understood as an inalienable natural right that comes from our Creator.
Well, Matt, Pope Francis added, quote, conscientious objection must enter into every juridical structure because it is a right, a human right. Otherwise, we would end up in a situation where we select what is a right, saying this right that has merit, this or this right has merit, this one does not. So he points out you can't have judges, you can't have people coming in and saying where you have a reasonable, conscientious objection like this, saying, well, this one doesn't have merit, this one does. And so, you know, the left, the mainstream media and others are certainly, they've embraced this pope and try to somehow portray him as the left-wing pope, and you know, they certainly seem to love him on the left. This is certainly going to upset that apple cart.
Yeah, in fact, Huffington Post, which is a very left-leaning publication, ultimately came out and said that Pope Francis gave Kim Davis a huge win by making that statement, because it's obvious that it includes Kim Davis. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, even though she has obvious detractors and there are people out there who have issued death threats against her and against us at Liberty Counsel, there are a lot of people, not just in America, but around the world, who are supporters of Kim Davis. When she was going through the Lexington, the Philadelphia, the LaGuardia, New York, and the Washington, D.C. airports, at every single one of those airports, people recognized her. Now, you would think that possibly in Lexington, Kentucky, they might recognize her because that's her home state. But in Philadelphia, LaGuardia, one of the busiest airports in the world, Washington, D.C., where this is not a church event, it's not the Value Voters Summit, which she ultimately went to, and she was recognized instantly everywhere she went by people. But she was recognized by people in these venues, and they would give her the thumbs up. As I was walking with her through some of these venues, they would say things verbally and thank you, Kim Davis, stay encouraged, thank you for your stand. One individual came to her and wanted to take a selfie with himself and her, and he took a photograph, and then he walked away, and then he came back just a few minutes later, and he said, you know, I'm on the other side of this issue than you are, but I want to thank you for your courage in standing for your faith and what you believe in. So even the detractor, there was only one that came up, was very nice and pleasant, and he expressed support for her courage and her faith. But, you know, as she's walking through, it was like walking through these airports with a well-known rock star, if you will. But people really expressed lots and lots of support for Kim Davis. And it's not just here in America. She's had support worldwide. You know, the question of Kim Davis has been asked of every Republican presidential candidate. It was the question of both debates in the most recent presidential candidate, asked of both segments of the debates. It has been asked of Miss America. People around this country and around the world know about this story of Kim Davis, because I think it resonates, one, that someone was jailed because of their faith, and two, aren't we more tolerant than that and more respectful of a person's faith?
Yeah, Matt, you mentioned Kim Davis's detractors. One of her detractors is federal judge David Bunning, and of course he threw her in jail for exercising her First Amendment guaranteed religious liberties and for refusing to disobey God and refusing to violate her conscience, something that Thomas Jefferson said no person should ever be forced to do. So it's interesting because David Bunning, Judge Bunning, has made much hay about the fact that he is a practicing Catholic. I certainly wonder if the Pope's comments will, you know, hopefully give him pause to reflect on his own persecution of Kim Davis.
Well, I think the Pope's message there on the airplane there in response to a reporter is going to be heard around and is being heard around the world. And I think that it raises the consciousness, and certainly should raise the consciousness of the church, that if we've come to a place where someone gets jailed for their faith, then the church needs to wake up. This is the time for the church to wake up. This is the time for the church to shine. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org. I wish all of you could meet Kim Davis and just spend some time with this individual who literally has been transformed by the love and grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And more than anything, she wants to follow him because she's deeply in love with the Lord who forgave her of her sins and gave her a brand new life. and she's just wanting to live out her life. Boy, I wish we had more people like Kim Davis that are so genuine as she is, so willing to follow her Lord, no matter what the cost of the consequences are. And she's not bold. She's not brass. She's not crass. She's just a humble individual who just wants to follow Jesus. Pray for Kim Davis and for the Liberty Council team. For more information, visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You can make an online credit card contribution there as well. You can order our resources at our bookstore and much more.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.